Britain, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has just over a week left to convince MPs to vote in favour of her Brexit deal. The House of Commons will vote on the deal on December the 11th, with dozens of Mrs May's own Conservative Party colleagues saying they can't support it. The Labour opposition says if it doesn't pass, it will table a no-confidence motion in the government to force a general election. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
In less than 10 days' time, Theresa May will front the House of Commons with her Brexit bill and her future on the line. If she succeeds in having it passed, she'll go down in history for negotiating Britain through one of the toughest periods since wartime. But the numbers so far seem stacked against her, and the Labour opposition is ready to pounce, as its Brexit spokesman Sir Keir Starmer made clear on Sky.
If she's lost a vote of this significance after 2 years of negotiation, then it is right that there should be a general election, because but for the Fixed Term Parliament Act, the convention was always if a government loses what's called a confidence vote, something of such significance, then that government has to go.
Labour and others are demanding the legal advice on the deal be publicly released, amid suggestions it shows Northern Ireland would be tied to the EU customs union indefinitely. Cabinet Minister and Brexiteer Michael Gove has warned, although the deal on the table isn't perfect, if it's not accepted, there could be scope for a second referendum.
There is a real risk that if we don't vote for this deal, that there may be a majority in the House of Commons for a second referendum. And there is also a risk that if we don't vote for this deal, we may get a less good deal or no deal at all.
The Labour opposition too says if it fails to secure an election, another people's vote could be the best way forward. Sir Keir again.
If we get to a question of a public vote, if we get to a question of a referendum, it'll be because the option of a deal that I think could have been negotiated has been taken off the table by the Prime Minister, who will have failed to put something before Parliament that we can have confidence in.
Back home now, after the G20 summit in Argentina, Theresa May still hopes she can convince those across party lines that the deal she's reached is the way forward, or they run the risk of a no deal, which could see the British economy shrink by up to 8%.
Leading up to the vote on this deal, I will be talking with members of Parliament, obviously, and explaining to them why I believe this is a good deal for the UK.
She's facing one of the most challenging weeks of her leadership. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.